Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Having an asthma attack and couldn't really talk. And I don't have asthma. I never had asthma. And all of a sudden I got adult onset asthma. So I thank everybody who was with me during the show yesterday for putting up with all the silence because I could not talk or breathe. So today I'm much better, as you can see, and I'm excited to be here. Today I have a fabulous guest. But before I just announce him, I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the Bonnie Albers book. So you all know I'm a psychic, intuitive spirit medium. I do this for a living. I'm also the host of this show, which I love. I love bringing you all kinds of metaphysical combo and audience participation with messages, and I love that. I love when you all participate. So thank you all for being online. Thank you for being in chat. And for anybody listening to the archives, I so appreciate it. I am on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and I do have a web page. I haven't updated it yet, so all of my bio isn't exactly updated, but you get a pretty good idea who I am, and my shows are embedded there. So if you go to BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, you can find me. There's also a contact page, and you can contact me for a reading, for intuitive counseling. I am also an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant. That means I can go to court with you if you've got any medical issues. And I also am a life coach, what I've been doing for a long time, intuitive life coaching, and I love it. Today, I have one of my faves. He's right from the UK. He's UK's unbelievable, finest, awesome, fabulous psychic medium. He is also a animal. He reads animal totem cards, which I love. I always love those cards. And he's also a pet communicator. He can communicate with your pets, and he helps find them. But he can't do that on the show because he needs a picture of them. But you can get a good listen to what he does. He also goes in with his Indian totems and his guides, and I love that. He is besides doing all of his tarot readings and his intuitive readings, he is also the CEO of a magazine that I write for, and that is Psychic Insight Magazine. It's free. You can download it from Facebook or from the web, psychicinsightmagazine.com. He is the CEO. He's amazing, and I'm Ask Bonnie. So I love that. I really keep forgetting that I'm a columnist too, and Jerry gave me that availability. So he is also a hypnotherapist. He's a patient-centered counselor. He is so much. I call him my Dumbledore. He is the one. He's my go-to guy. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you just heard. Yesterday I could barely breathe, and I'm hoping I can get through the show today where I actually can speak. So, and I know if I can't, you can. So I'm not worried about anybody today. But let me ask you a question, Dara. How was your holidays? Do you celebrate Halloween, and did you celebrate it?
It was quite quiet this year. I mean, I'm normally involved in doing a paranormal investigation over Halloween, but it was actually a nice quiet time this holiday period, so I was able just to chill out and just do something for me for a change.
Wow, was that about eating the candy that you didn't give out?
I made sure that the curtains were drawn, the lights were off, the shutters were down, so that anybody trick or treating would walk straight past the house.
I think that's so funny. I did the same thing, and all those Twix bars, Butterfingers, and oh my goodness, whatever else I had in there is all mine, which I really don't need. But now that we're past Halloween, you know what, everybody, I just want your opinion, because everybody's talking, because the holidays are coming up, one holiday or another, whether you celebrate or you don't celebrate, there's all kinds of stuff going on all over the world, and people want to know. And then I'll let you tell them how to get a hold of you, because that's one thing I kind of skipped, but we can get to that after we talk. But I want to know the definition of soulmates, twin flames, and what you think about them and how you feel that people are drawn together. Because, I mean, it's just such a topic that I always get asked.
It's, in my opinion, also those two labels, as they are also very misunderstood, in
yes.
my opinion.
Absolutely. That's why I'm asking you, Jer.
It is a natural, inbuilt human need to have somebody to relate to as a partner. in some shape or form. Now, that partnership could just be...
Hello? Jerry! Oh, okay. Well, everyone, Jerry's being brought in by Skype, and he has dropped, so I will pick him up. But I kind of feel the same way he does. And I can tell you that soulmates come in so many forms. And once he gets on, I'm sure you're going to hear him say that too. You know, everybody has this, oh, when am I going to meet my true love? What's going to happen with my true love? All that. And really, we put labels, and that's because we're earthly beings at this point. But we put labels on what our relationships are, soulmates, twin flames, soul friends, soul. And it's easy to do because you can actually relate to that. You can relate to them. And that's why we have a label. So I believe soulmates are two people who were destined to be together on this planet, whether soul, you are a soul friend, a soulmate, meaning a partner, sexually or intuitively or anything, or a soul pet. So I believe that we all come with a group of soulmates, especially partners, because we do all have free will. And I really believe some of us, we have seen soulmates come and go. And I'll give you an example. For one, I can tell you, said that they got married to their soulmate. Oh my goodness, I married my soulmate. Well, 4 years later, isn't their soulmate anymore. Divorced, now they're looking for the next soulmate. But when you say to them, wow, I thought you married your soulmate, what they say is, oh no, they weren't my soulmate. I'm looking for them again. Well, the truth of the matter is, it was a soulmate. Soulmates sometimes don't come in for a long period of time. They come in for karmic debt, karmic responsibility, or they come in to teach and show you something. And I love that. So we all come down with a group of soulmates. And I think that's what Jerry was kind of trying to say, that soulmates are a label, and a lot of people hang their hat on that. And to tell you the truth, we should look at the person, what we can learn from them, and how long they're going to be in our life. They're all soulmates, whether they're friends, pets, lovers, even people who you meet and you really get a not a great feeling about. They came as a soul person in your life to show you, teach you, or be with you for a reason. So I am going to look to pick Jerry up again, and hopefully he will come back. So I don't see him yet, and I'm going to go to the first caller. So I'm going to pick up and the other thing is, I want to talk about twin flames, and I'll get to the callers. Twin flames are funny, and I love the statement, I'm with my twin flame. What is a twin flame? A twin flame is someone that is supposed to be you in a different sex or a different body, learning different lessons, but you are the same person. I'll tell you who really, really had it right, and that's one of our readers, Brenda. When I asked Brenda, is your husband your soul, your twin flame? She said, no, my mom is. Me and my mom are exactly alike. We don't want to be apart. We're always together, and we think alike, and we enjoy so much being together. Well, guess what? That is a great thing, because I don't think when we say twin flames, we get caught up that it has to be the opposite sex, learning something that your sex is trying to learn. Well, guess what? It always doesn't have to be that way. Because I think my daughter is my twin flame. Or I don't think she's mine, but I think I'm hers. So it could be that. I am still looking for Jerry. I'm going to see if I can pick him up, because I think he is here, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm picking him up. 111, is this Jerry? Hi. Hi. Hello, 111. Okay, they've dropped off. So I wonder if there's something with Blog Talk. I'm going to get to 814. Please don't hang up. We can make this work. I just got to find my guest, and I've got a lot of callers. So 814, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Okay. Well, 814, you were busy on the phone, so I'm going to go to the next one. 207. 207, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Tom, not Jerry.
Hi, Tom. Oh, my God, you're so cute. That is so funny. So, Tom, not Jerry. I'll tell you the truth. I got to find Jerry and you get two of our readings. But the good news is I love that I'm now able to read my own, because I used to have 2 days, Monday and Friday, where I did it. And now I've got so many guests that I'm bringing in that I miss that. And I just had a reading before the show. So, Tom, where are you calling from?
Northern Maine.
Oh, Northern Maine. I love that. Is it cold up there yet?
No, it's still in the 40s.
That is so funny, because you do know it's 88 in Florida.
I figured that much.
And I'm in Florida. So, honey, you're cold.
Yeah.
How is,
yeah, I guess.
You know, there is a great, absolutely great metaphysical place in Maine. I don't know if you know Greta Lelig, but she has a really good retreat up there. But anyway, what can I do for you, Tom, not Jerry?
Oh, I was just calling in for a reading.
Okay, well, how I work is with questions. So if you can ask me a question, I will tell you what Spirit says.
Okay, I'm going down to visit my mom and some irate family members who are taking care of my mom on a surprise basis in a few weeks. And I just wanted to know how this is all going to pan out for me, because I think I'll be walking right into an ambush.
Well, here's what I'm feeling, Tom. You know, I don't love negative energy, so I can tell you that you already are looking for that ambush. And those
I'll take it right on, because I'm going to see my mom and having a good time.
Absolutely.
Less what other people think.
I agree with you. And so what I would walk in and what they're saying to me, and why I'm saying this, is it doesn't matter what you think you're going to walk into a den of hornets, and you actually might be. But the problem is that if you don't think so, then you won't. So if these hornets are all over not wanting you, wanting to do this, you just fly above that. What they're showing me is you be the one that's above that and just say, hi, how are you? And don't take the negative energy in, and it will work out perfect for you. Because what I actually think is that you're waiting for this, and I don't feel like it's going to happen. I feel you are going to have a good time. I don't think you're going to walk into a den of hornets. I think you think that because of past experience. And I believe they're telling me time passes and a lot of things have happened to the people that you think are toxic.
Yeah. Well, I'm going down there wearing my laughing suit. So.
That's right. I love that. Where are you going?
Long Island.
Oh, I love Long Island. My daughter is in Brooklyn and I'll be there soon. So I absolutely. Yeah, I love. You know, I love New York altogether, but I feel like, Tom, you put on your Jerry suit, go in there, have a good time and laugh, and I actually think you are going to elevate the mood wherever you're going. So cool. I am really excited. Now, I think Jerry's back. I'm going to see if I can find him. There we go. And so you will actually get his opinion, too. So I am going to put Jerry on, and you're lucky because we're both readers, and he's excellent. Jerry, hey, you're back.
Yeah, the system decided it didn't like my voice, so it threw me out.
No, it wanted me to answer this question. But we have Tom on, and you know what Tom said? Tom said, hi, this is Tom, not Jerry.
Very good.
So, Jerry, this is Tom. Tom, this is Jerry. Tom, if you want to ask him the same question, you can, but I gave you the answer. But if you'd like to ask them another question, you get a free question for Jerry.
Okay. Hello, Jerry. This is Tom. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Tom. What's your question?
Well, I asked Bonnie one question, so I'll ask you another question. Do you think I'll be able to move out of Maine soon? Or at all?
Okay. When you spoke, the vibrations coming back to me were move out of Maine, yes, soon. I wouldn't put soon on it.
Okay.
I would say that you're possibly looking at 3 to 5 months to begin with.
That's soon.
Okay, well, it's soon to me would have been like sooner than 3 to 5 months, but that's when I feel you're going to be looking at more of the logistics of moving. 3 to 5 months takes us, well, I'm not including November, so that's December, that's February next year.
Yeah. Well, I've been here 11 years trying to get out. So 3 to 5 months is a drop in the bucket.
It's interesting you say that, because there's another theory that we are where we are supposed to be. If we've been trying for 11 years to get out, it means either you haven't been trying hard enough, or I would suggest that you meant to have been there for 11 years. Next year's different. Don't see you there next year.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm here, so I don't ask that question anymore. I just know that I'm supposed to be here, and I try to make the best of it, and that's a hard thing to do, but putting that aside, I'm supposed to be here. So this is where I've been, and when the opportunity comes around, I'll notice it, and I'll take it.
What's your date of birth, Tom?
Excuse me?
What's your date of birth?
What's so great up here?
What's your date of birth?
When were you born?
You're kind of wobbly there. I don't know why I can't hear you that well either, but go ahead.
I don't know. Both ears are talking. I can't understand.
What is your date of birth, Tom?
Oh, my date of birth. I'm sorry. 127-59 at 11:52 a.m. in Queens, New York.
Okay, well, looking at the numerology around your date of birth, your main transition year is actually not for another 2 years, but next year is a time for stripping away past restrictions. This year you can build up to that, but next year is enhancement of reputation or respect or being able to build a new foundation. But your big transformation year is another 2 years away.
When you hit that particular year,
you can just strip life back to the bare bones and virtually start from scratch. But without all the recent aggravations, frustrations, and tensions that you've had. But next year's a good year for new foundations, so that would suggest a move.
Wow. That's great news.
Yeah, I'm going to move on, but please call us and let us know how you're doing. Let us know about how this whole trip went with going to Long Island, okay?
I certainly will.
Thank you, Tom, not Jerry.
Okay. Thank you both. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Now.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hey, Jerry, maybe at the end of the show we can start talking about what we were going to talk about. So I am going to put on, please everybody stay on, because I know they're throwing I've gotten people on and people off, and I don't know why, but I'm going to 303. 303, you're on with Jerry. Hi. Actually, now I'm 402. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Did my phone number identify as 303 at first?
No, it didn't. Happening is the board is really crazy because it's thrown like people off and people on. Thank goodness it's not throwing me off. But as soon as I press in, the other number comes up. So, yes, you're on. So, Sharon, how can both Jerry and I help you, or Jerry, actually? And where are you calling from?
I'm in Nebraska.
Oh,
And I was hoping for a mediumship reading.
Okay. So who were you looking to find?
Oh, I have a lot of family there. My son, my mom and dad.
Okay. Wait, she dropped off. Okay. I am so sorry, Jerry. This is just crazy craziness. So I'm going to go to 303. 303, you're on with Jerry and Bonnie. Hi. Hello. Okay, then I'm going to go to the next caller. This is so crazy. 719, you're on with Jerry and Bonnie. I'm hoping this board is working. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. We hear a voice. Hi.
We hear a voice.
Hi.
Sounds like Blog is having a blog day with you guys, man. He is.
I know.
Amazing.
You know what? That's because you're not back, Kelly, because I don't know how, when I get in trouble with the board, I just don't know what to do. So I could tell you that I've got some people had, you know, fallen off as soon as I go to put them on. And so I am just happy that you've answered. So, Kelly, where are you?
I am in Wyoming, and it's a nice day. The sun is shining. There's not much wind. It's a great day for here.
Oh, I am happy. You know, I think that is a great place from where you came from, and I love it. I'm going to hand you over to Jerry. Jerry, this is Kelly. Kelly, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Kelly. What
How
can
are you
I
doing
focus
today?
On for you? I'm good.
We can't hear you very well, Jerry. I don't know why. Can you hear him, Kelly?
Yeah, he's coming through good on my end. So it's like
okay, because then it might be me.
It's clear on the air.
Yeah, it
so,
could be
yeah.
something from Blog Talk. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to kind of ask one of those, I know they're hated generic questions, but it's like, are there, you know, I'm not sure, I can't remember if you do messages or, you know, things like that, but, you know, I'm just kind of open to whatever you get for me is, you know, is what I have for the day. How about that?
What I generally like to do when I'm focusing on a connection like yours, Kelly, is that there has to be something which is what I call less earthly and more spiritual, because you have that energy about you.
Okay.
But what I pick up around you is I feel that there's a need to be more grounded. If it's not you, it's somebody close to you.
Okay.
I also feel that at this moment, there is an energy that's got stuck with you that needs to be either released because it needs to be used more, or this energy needs to be refined and then used more. Does that make sense?
Right. Can you define like what? I mean, is it like a person, or is it something I'm doing, or and I?
No, it's,
I,
there's something with.
Okay.
There's something with you that either you're not doing and should be, or there is what I would call an empathic energy with you that is not being used as well as it should be.
Absolutely, Kelly.
Okay,
Jerry, because what he's saying, Kelly, I think this is where you're getting a little confused, is he's saying that you're not using your empathic abilities, which you are a Reiki master, and you're not using your gifts, which you read Atlantean birth cards. So maybe this
right.
is what Jerry's picking up. Is that what you're picking up, Jer?
It's a spiritual energy that's not flowing properly as well as it should do, because I feel it's being underused. There's more there that needs to be explored and opened up. This is not just the usual, what I would call, earthly connection that I've got here. It's not a question of, you know, where are things going on a relationship or work basis. This is deeper than that,
right.
Because Kelly's got something more she should be tuning into.
Would it have anything to do with writing books, maybe?
Yeah, it's anything creative. It's to do with writing. It's to do with creating something. I heard Bonnie say that you read cards, Atlantean, did you say?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel that you should be designing some form of visual media or visual tool that people can connect with. It's not just about writing books. And there's also some form of psychic art coming through with you. So there's a huge amount, I feel, that it's like you're on the verge of doing or have been on the verge of doing, but then you've either stopped yourself or the timing's not been right.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes total sense to me. It does. It's like there's things, because right now we just committed a geographic relocation, and I'm unpacking boxes. This is finally the place where once everything gets out of the box, so to speak, I will actually have time to do the things that I've been supposed to be doing probably for the past 5 to 7 years. Yeah, so that makes a lot of sense to me. It does.
It's like spirit wants to take you back. I want to say back to nature. It's like they're taking you back to doing the real ground. It's like I would expect to see you, you know, producing your own, almost producing things like your own food, like having your own particular place to grow your own fruit or your own vegetables. It's like you're going back to basics.
Right. That's exactly what we're going to do here. This was the place we came back to. The house is over 100 years old. My grandparents lived here. My parents lived here. Now myself and my children live here, so, you know, it's like they're the fourth generation. When my dad was here, he lived to be like, you know, 92, almost 93. And my grandmother always had a garden that was just beautiful. And he let it go back to grass and weeds and whatever. So it's like it's not a wintertime project because Wyoming's got about 3 months of the year that we can actually grow stuff. But, yeah, it's like I'm plotting and planning for the spring, and it's like I've been walking around.
You can plant potatoes. Can't you plant potatoes in Wyoming? They live under the ground, and that doesn't matter what the temperature is.
Yeah. No, my grandma grew all kinds of stuff. She, you know, she had asparagus. She had rhubarb. Like, she did the root things. She did, you know, like beets and rutabagas and turnips and potatoes. But she also did peas and beans. Like, my mom had strawberry beds. She had, like, raspberry bushes. There's choke cherries. There's gooseberries and currants. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, you know, that will grow here and grow well. It's like even there was one summer when I was in high school, it's like I took a shot at growing the zucchinis, and it's like they got to be like 2.5-3 feet long. So it's like they're anything with a short enough growing season, you know, it's like it'll grow and it'll grow well. So it's like I'm looking forward to next summer, but we're getting through the winter first.
Jerry, that's amazing that you saw that, because exactly, she's like on a farm.
Yeah.
Is there anything other that you want? I know there's other questions you want to ask Kelly before I move on, but what else would you like to ask Jerry while I have him here?
I was going to ask real quick on the needing to be more grounded. It's like possibly be my 13-year-old son, because he seems real flighty. I'll just say that.
As I said, I felt it was somebody around you, maybe, if it wasn't yourself.
Right.
Okay. 13-year-old son. He's going through a lot of change himself.
Yeah.
I feel that with your son, he hasn't found his place yet. It's like within his own social group or within his own peer group, he hasn't found where he's supposed to be yet.
Right. They go to a really small school. There's like 83. They just got two new students, so there's 83 children in the entire school. So it's very, very small.
The numbers would suggest that would help him, should help him to fit in a little bit easier. However, I actually feel that small number means it can be quite clicky, you know, and it's harder for people to find their position, or your son would at the moment. I feel that he just needs to understand that actually he's got a lot to offer, and although he's going through some change himself at the moment, he's going to need, I feel, some fairly strict boundaries to stick to over the next year or so. And then suddenly he seems to just find his feet and he gets real clear insight as to who he is and where he's going. I'm not sure that studies are something which he could connect with easily, whereas things like sport or music he would do.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
He's a good student. He's really, really smart. And yet socially he's kind of like, maybe not on the outs, but it's like he's not the norm, I'll put it that way, because of the way I am and the way our family is with gifts and stuff. Not everybody, I'll say probably nobody else in this community, is going to be possibly open to what we do or things like that. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be harder for him. Now, my daughter, who's 15, it's like she's very Capricorn. My son's an Aries horse. My daughter is a Capricorn rabbit, and she's kind of got her feet under her fairly well. But yeah, he's still flailing around. He is. So that makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay, Cal. I am so happy that you got to talk to Jerry. Capricorn, you know.
I'm glad I didn't get kicked off. That was awesome.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm trying to keep everybody on. So, okay, well, listen, if I don't even know. Are you on, Jerry?
Just about.
Well, how do you feel about
Thank
her
you
Capricorn? You know what, I need to hear, you said the son, but how about her daughter, Zari? Isn't it Zari?
Jazriel is the daughter.
Jazri, that's right. I don't know why I'm still thinking Zari. So do you feel anything about her daughter?
What's the date of birth, Kelly?
So, you know, Capricorns always shock me.
Yeah, she is. She's January 10th, so she's a binary number. She's 01-10 of 2-0-0-0. So yeah.
Wow.
She's coming up on 16, January 10th of 2000.
With your daughter though, I'm not on the Western astrology side, but on the Native American path that she's on. She's somebody who if she already isn't, as she gets older, becomes very open-hearted. It's like she wants to heal the world and everything in it. She can be very insightful when she chooses to be. But she also needs to have a huge amount of variety. She will constantly look for new challenges or new beginnings because she just needs to keep refreshing what's going on around her. So she would be a prime candidate to be working for herself. I also feel at some point, I don't know why I'm hearing this word. It's interesting. I'm hearing the word religious, and that's not a word I get given by my guides very often, but there is something religious about your daughter.
Wow.
I'm going to say it starts with her name because I was actually 3 months pregnant with her. I didn't know what gender a baby I was having, but I had a dream, and in it there was like 8 angels stood around me and said the name of this child is Jazriel Alana. Well, it wasn't until she was like 18 months old we, you know, got to like a place where somebody had one of those computer name lookup things. So we looked up Jazriel. It's unique. If you Google it, she's like the only person on the planet with that name, and it means bright light shining. But the teller is her middle name. Her middle name is Alana, which means chosen one of God. So I know she's here definitely for, you know, a purpose and a plan. I'm, you know, we're not sure what exactly, but, you know, she'll find it as she gets older, I'm sure. But she's very in tune, yes, with the healing. And it's like she really, I would call her an animal communicator. She really has a connection with critters. And she wants to be a veterinarian. So that would be interesting.
Cool. Excellent.
Wow. Well, you just informed us a lot, Kelly. So, hey, thank you so much. And thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. I want to thank Jerry very much. It's like he's really good. He's really on with us. And thank you for picking me up today, Bonnie. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Hey, come back. You know what I told you.
Okay.
So when you're ready, you'll I'll be here.
When I can get Wi-Fi out here in the wilds, I will.
Yeah, next year. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks. Thank you,
Kelly. When I build the tower.
That's
welcome.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, Jerry, she used to read Atlantean life cards on my show, and it's really weird because it's a very unique and different gift, and people loved it. It took a long time, but she's excellent at what she does. She just hasn't done it for almost a year. But okay, 303, you're back on with Jerry. Let's see if we can pick you up. Hi.
Hi, this is Ivatar. Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Ivatar. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well, I'm handing you over because I can already hear your voice. Keep going. Walk on over to Jerry. Jerry, this
is Ivatar. Jerry. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to see what you're picking up around my energy as well.
What am I picking up around your energy? I feel that there is a need for peace.
P-E-A-C-E?
P-E-A-C-E, peace.
Okay.
Well, thank God you didn't say peas, because I'm thinking to myself, wow, there's a need for peas. I could go downstairs and open a can, but no, that's okay. All right, Jerry, I'm sorry.
What are you, tin of peas? What are you like? See, I've got that vision in my mind now, Bonnie. What have you planted that there for?
Sorry, Jer. It was her who did it. She started to spell peas. So I'm thinking she thought you said peas. So get it out of your brain.
Peace.
Keep moving on. The dove.
Too late now. I'm also seeing beans as well as peas. Oh, that's interesting. Hold on. Why have I got a strong link with you, my lovely, and what I would call the Old West?
The Old West?
Yeah, somebody in your family, I'm going back a couple of generations, had a connection with the Old West.
Well, my dad was Cherokee.
Ah.
Wow.
See, everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who your spirit guide is?
Which one? I know Mother Mary is one of
waiting
them.
Waiting for that. Sorry?
Huh? I have
again.
Several. I don't know the rest of them. I don't know if you're picking up on it anymore.
Who is your guardian? Who is the one that I would call your guardian? Who is the main one that stands there and makes sure that everything else is in place as it should be?
Archangel Michael?
No, that's you. That Archangel Michael is certainly a guiding influence and energy. But you have your own appointed guardian angel, as in your own personal spirit guide who stands right behind you and,
is it
if you like, monitors what's going on.
Is it ISIS?
Now, I'll tell you the reason why I'm asking about you, because I feel that you're another person who should be developing their spiritual gifts.
Yes, I'm working on it.
But I feel that the bit that's missing is that you actually haven't seen or been connected with your real spirit guide yet.
Right.
And it's not who you think it is.
Okay. Well, who is it?
This is a quote I ask everybody, and I'm going to ask you the same. What's your date of birth, please?
5853.
It would be very easy for me to sit here and say, do you know what? Your guardian is Native American, but your guardian is not Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Your guardian is actually, when they were here on Earth, my belief is that they actually came from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you or does anybody in your family speak another language apart from English?
I do. I speak several languages. I speak
Do you speak
a lot
French?
No, I don't speak French. I speak Arabic, and I speak, I'm connected with my ancient past, so I speak a lot of the ancient languages and dialects.
There's a language that I'm hearing, which to me sounds as if it's a French origin, and it's going back a bit too. So
okay.
This might not be what I would call modern or colloquial French. And it's the person that is speaking is female, not male.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the person who's waiting to connect with you on your spiritual path. And I feel that if you were to go through a guided meditation, then you would meet the spirit energy, because they're the ones who is like your first port of call.
I've met her, but I don't know what her name is.
Ah.
Make one up.
Okay. This, I was going to say, this is where it's interesting, because we, spirit don't have names. We give them names because as humans, it's easier for us to connect with them. It doesn't necessarily mean that that was their earth name.
Oh, okay.
I only know one of my spirit guides' earth names, and that was, and that took me about 6 months in meditation to find out what it was.
Was she my daughter? Was she my daughter in another life?
Oh, that's a big. I've got a big white light around you when you said that. I would agree with that. Yes.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah, I'm very connected to her.
Well, she is the spirit energy that stands directly behind you.
Okay.
She's the one that would allow other energies through, whether it's other spirits that come to guide you, or should you ever channel on the mediumship level, which I'm sure you're very adept at doing already, she would sort of like oversee any spirit energy to come, that comes through to you.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just got some more guides recently. I have new ones too that I just connected with or reconnected.
So what are you doing?
Find
Go ahead.
Huh?
So what are you doing metaphysically with all these guides? Go ahead.
Well, with the ones I just got recently, there's some information that I needed, not just for my own growth, but, you know, ancestral healing. And a part of, you know, my purpose is in this life that they're assisting me with.
Okay. Jerry, what were you going to say that I rudely interrupted?
Sorry, I was just going to say that my feeling is that they're transitional, that they will step in, they will assist with what needs to be assisted with, and then they'll step out again. See, people assume that we have spirit guides that stay with us all the time.
Right.
Not so, in my experience. Some will stay, but some will be transitional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all the same, Bonnie.
Okay. Do you pick up your... I feel like, and I kind of remember they're showing me back again, that because Ibitar, I haven't talked to you for a long time. It's about the earth, isn't it? And healing the earth.
Yeah, and activating the crystalline grids and connecting them, you know, for ascension. Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you think you could do me a favor? Would you activate the grids in my house or the grids near me, because I need to ascend quickly.
Well, see, it's not like that, Bonnie. It's the grids, the crystalline grids in the earth that have, you know, when they're activated, what they do, they move, because, you know, where I moved from, that portal, I went into that portal and I activated the grids there.
Yeah.
And so with me activating the grids there, it was like a boomerang effect. It sprung out to other areas. It was like, and... You know, and the people in that area benefited from those grids being activated too. So, you know, I'm being led and guided to go to Arizona. I'm going to be moving there, and I know that I have to work with the land there as well, you know, as other states. But I just allow myself to be led and guided, you know, to where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do.
You are a cool lady, Ivatar, and I am so happy that you listen to the show and you come. So I want to thank you for being with us and for the work you do for really Mother Earth and the planet.
I wanted to see what Jerry was picking up in reference to the grids.
What I was seeing from my spirit guides is that what you have started to ascend into is only the tip of the iceberg.
Wow.
I actually feel that there is almost a similar connection with the 6 degrees of separation, which means that as you activate a grid somewhere in the USA, it actually, if you were to draw a line directly through the Earth and out the other side, I feel that you're actually connecting with a grid on the direct opposite side of Mother Earth.
I'm getting chills when you say that.
Wow.
Now, the problem is that it's all very well to connect with a grid, but you also have to connect with a person who I feel can be the carer of that grid, if that makes sense. Because at the moment, see, you are the carer of a grid or grids, but you need to connect with a person who can be appointed as Earth carer for the grid on the direct opposite side of Mother Earth. So you've got more work to do. You've got to find out when you say you're going to Arizona, when you feel that you are there and you are directed to activate a grid in a particular geographical location, you have to find out what exactly, and I mean it has to be exact, is the direct polar opposite on the other side of the planet, and then you have to ask to be connected to the person who can be the carer of that grid. And it'll start to grow. It's a bit like putting plugs into a global switchboard. This is what starts to happen again. So that's what I feel.
That energy so powerful. Oh wow! Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Ivatar. You are so wonderful. Call us and let us know. You know what's going on and where you, you know, if you were able to connect to that. Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I would also like to say, if you ever want to write an article on that for my magazine, would you please get in touch?
An article in your magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like you to write an article for my magazine.
Okay. It can be about anything?
It can be about anything on the lines of what we've spoken about, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing a book, and then my sequel is going to be talking about not exactly that, but it'll have to do with ascension, though. My sequel will talk about it.
Excellent. Well, the next magazine is coming out in December. If you feel that it would give you time, if you can write a short article for me, then so get in contact with me. If you listen to the rest of the show with Bonnie, my contact details will come out and you can get in touch.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, Jerry. Well, Jerry, while you're on with this caller, please give you can give it a couple times. We'll do it at the end and you can do it right now because we usually do it in the beginning. But go ahead, because Ivatar would be a great, great article for that magazine, Jerry.
Absolutely. If you want, only if you feel you have the time, but my website is senseofknowing.co.uk.
Okay,
S-E-N-S-E, then O-F for Freddie, K-N-O-W-I-N-G, senseofknowing.co.uk. Or go to the magazine page, or the magazine which is psychicinsightmagazine.com. Both those websites have contact forms on the contact page. Just drop me a line through there and then we can connect. And that's to say, for anybody listening, if anybody else feels that they'd like to write for the upcoming magazine in December, same thing applies. Contact me through my websites. And
okay, so psychicinsight.com is one.
Psychic Insight Magazine.com.
Okay, magazine, okay.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Avatar, we will hear from you soon.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jer.
I'll say that would be good. I'd love to hear from Avatar and anybody else that would like to write for the magazine too, actually.
We would love that. In fact, Kelly would be one. She's written about 6 books, but she, you know, hasn't had them published yet.
But
so
what
she's a really good one
what
also.
What country are you in?
Sorry, say again, Avatar.
What country are you in?
I'm in the UK.
You're in the UK, okay.
But the magazine, it's published online, and it's a free online magazine, so it's global.
Okay. All right, then.
Start reading some of the back issues. We're really very popular. I'm Ask Bonnie in that because, of course, I've got to get my plug in there. But you can ask me a question. I'm kind of like Dear Abby, but I love it. It's a great magazine. It's very informative and insightful,
okay.
And you'll find a lot of really cool articles in there.
Okay.
Okay.
You.
You're welcome. Bye, Avatar.
Bye-bye.
You know, Jer, I haven't heard from her. She, you know, Avatar used to call and I would talk to her, and she was so into this grid work. And it was just when she was starting and moving and portholes, and I have not heard from her. I'm so happy and privileged that she actually called today. So I never knew what happened. I just remember, you know, people call in and they tell you all the things that are going on. You never really, you know, hear what happens. And let me tell you, Avatar, before she moved, was really in some, you know, different kind of energy, let me tell you. So 857, you are on with Jerry and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous, of course, because at least I can breathe. Who are we speaking with?
My name is Trina, but my real name is Kathleen. Everybody calls me Trina.
Wait a minute. What's your real name? Is Daphne?
No, Kathleen.
Catherine, okay. Yes. I like Catherine, but people call you Trina. That's cool. Well, Trina, I'm handing you over to Jerry. And let's see, Cypher, are you a Gemini? Maybe you're two different people, Catherine and Trina.
No, I'm an Aries.
Well, I'm handing you over to Jerry. Jerry, this is Trina.
Hi, Trina. What can I focus on for you?
I got so many questions. Well, actually, my psychic ability.
Sorry, can you say again, please?
My psychic ability.
Your psychic abilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see around that?
Okay. Before, just give me a second.
Can I ask what your birth date is, Trina?
One of the biggest things I've...
Hello?
Trina, what's your birth date, just in case Jerry asks for it?
4/18/1970. Hello?
Okay, what I'm picking up around you is communication. So one of your psychic abilities is to channel and speak information. In other words, I feel that you could work with people on a spiritual guidance or spiritual counseling level.
I'm going to put her on mute and you can keep talking, Jerry, because we can't have the, wait a minute, because we can't have the noise from the background. So I'm going to put Trina on hold and you can continue. Jerry, I muted you by accident.
Lovely, thank you.
Hi.
That's all right. The thing is, Trina, that there needs to be around you at this moment, and I can hear, obviously, you've got lots of little voices behind you. But in order for me to tune in and give you that real, hopefully spot-on insight for you, you need to be in a quiet space. But your biggest gift, I feel, is, as I said, is communication. So I can see you speaking. I can see you speaking not just to individuals, but I feel that you could speak to groups of people. Now, the majority of what I'm seeing is groups of mothers or groups of females initially. I feel that these are either women who have come from disadvantaged backgrounds. They could have even come through abusive relationships, because that's what I felt was coming in. It's like you were helping them through a period of readjustment or settling back into a stability again. It's like they've had a really disruptive emotional time around them. I also feel that a lot of the work that you can do is going into what I would call troubled locations as well. So there's energy around you on those levels. At the moment, I feel that you haven't for yourself actually felt where you should be going. But so these are baby steps. And I also feel that you need to have all what I would call the basic psychic tools in your psychic toolbox. That's knowing how to ground yourself, knowing about spiritual protection, not just for yourself, but those around you. Knowing how to open and close properly, knowing how to connect with spirit properly, knowing that when you do open up, you don't just attract the good, you also attract the negative. You have to know the difference between the two, and that is something that takes time and understanding and a lot of learning. But I feel that you could be quite a natural with this. So that's the energy I pick up around you, my lovely. Bonnie, I'll hand that back to you.
Thank you. That is wonderful. I'm not going to put Trina back on, but I hope that you have heard this message. I love that. You know what? You also, Jerry, and before I put the next caller on, and the next caller actually is going to be Candy because she asked to speak with you, but I've got to tell you something, and then we can chat. But what I was going to say is you also have those courses available for people. I keep, you know, wanting you to talk about them and tell them. You know, I'm telling you, everybody needs to go back to basics a lot, even us who have been doing the work for a long time. I never think about like grounding and protecting, even though I know that my protectors are around, and I always, you know, call in the highest to the high, but I never think about negative. So I'm just hoping, thank goodness, I don't have to worry about it, because for some reason I'm being taken care of. But you have these courses, and I know that they're on your website. So please, before I bring Candy in, tell everybody about the courses you actually have that can teach someone like Trina.
Right. I want to stop you where you from what you just said there, love, because everybody who, this is in my opinion, but this is where I might get on my soapbox. And, you know, I might not stop talking on the subject between now and, you know,
wait a minute, I did say however, everybody, because I have said everybody, even myself.
But, yeah, but everybody, and I mean everybody who does this work, in my opinion, every single day, first thing in the morning, first thing they should do, ground themselves, spiritual protection. You know,
absolutely.
There are too, and I'm sorry, but I'm saying this in general, there are too many, in quotes, psychics who just assume that they can just sit down and click and it all works and that they are protected or they're grounded. And I'm sorry, but I will argue this till the cows come home, that we all, as spiritual advisors or light workers, whatever is the label you want to put on it, is concerned, we all of us should be paying attention to the basic spiritual housekeeping.
Yes, and I say I don't do it, but I do it. I always call in the highest of the high and ask my protectors to protect me before a reading or even my show. So I have to tell you,
absolutely.
I do it. You know?
But I tell you what, though, there are a lot of people in our industry, in our work or industry,
yeah,
who don't do that. And,
you
know, and this is where there's such a big difference between people who give what are called cold readings to people who give spiritual readings, and there's a big difference.
Absolutely. So you have those courses. I mean, I'll tell you, I say that, but every morning when I wake up, I talk to all of my peeps, and I always talk to my you know, my spirit guides, my angels, and I call in God, which I always do. And I call in the people who are protecting me. So I say I don't, but really, to tell you the truth, I always do. I just don't think of it because it's so routine. But you do have a website that people can order and actually take your courses. And this is what I'm trying to get to.
I designed 6 modules, which help people to, and there are techniques and exercises on there that help people to do and get used to using those things. Anybody who wants to develop or open up their spiritual abilities, psychic gifts, whatever you want to call it, if people are interested more in the modules that I have, again, they need to contact me through my Sense of Knowing website. And on the contact page, on the little form that's there, just put, I'm interested in psychic development, etc. And then I can you know, liaise with people on a one-to-one. But yeah, I designed 6 modules, and they're all based around the teachings that I've received. But they're also very easy, they're very fluidic, and they're very, it's like putting your hand in a glove. You know, there's nothing there that's complicated. However, they do take time. And, you know, although they were designed to be released as one module a month, some of the second or third one, which I did, actually, some people can take 6 months over before they've got it, before it's really clicked with them, you know. So, but psychic development is all about people going at their own pace. But, yeah, there are 6 modules, very easy, very simple, and not expensive.
Wow, I love that. You know what? I need to read them so that I can see what we're telling people as far as, you know, psychic development, because I think there are so many people who call the show that really want to learn how to open up their psychic ability. And I think this would be really good starter, and every, you know, for as long as they're doing metaphysics, a great module. And I'd love to read them myself. So hopefully, because the only way I can, you know, promote them is for me to see them, but I already can feel them, and there's such a need for them, Jerry, that I really hope that you bring them forward, you know, on these shows, because it is just a cool thing, and so many people need them.
What we'll do, we can speak off air at some time. I mean, I will start to email them across to you so that you can see them. But to me, that there is always an initial structure that needs to be put into place. Once that initial structure is in place, then people go off and they write their own rules, they write their own books, they write their own spiritual journey.
Absolutely.
Because it is about, it's all very individualistic. But there are still things that, even after all the years that I've been doing it, my guides will continually take me back to and say, you need to revisit this, you need to do this again. You need to know that at the end of the day, Jerry, you close down every night, because there are times when I don't. And recently, Spirit have really got on my case and said, you will close down every night.
Maybe that's my problem. Okay, you know, it's kind of like taking my makeup off. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But if I don't, then my face in the morning looks like, you know, I'm not even going to tell you. And so then I'm starting from like 2 scratches ago. It's kind of like that, same thing. But I do have someone who wants to ask you a question, and then I want your definition, because we had started about twin flames and soulmates. And I did tell everyone what I think in a basic form. But Candy, you can come on in.
Okay. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Candy. I know you wanted to talk to Jerry, so we want to all hear from you. Okay, well, there goes. They both dropped. We are having really tough time here on Blog Talk, so I am going to put the caller that didn't drop off. Hey, Kelly. Hello.
What? Kelly? Oh, there we go. Yes, I've muted myself. Sorry. I was doing noisy stuff in the background.
Well, I am so happy you're listening, and I am so happy you heard what I said about you coming back and being reading, and I know it'll happen next year. But until they call back, both we lost Jerry and Candy. I've told you, I have had so much blog talk issues today with this board. The good news is you're on. So I'm here, Cal, and we don't get to chat enough. But let me ask you a question, because we started talking about soulmates when I came on. What's your definition of a soulmate?
Definition of a soulmate. I've read several, you know, different definitions. I don't know that I have a personal one of my own, but I think the one that resonates is one, and I can't remember who the author of this was, but that we come into this life and we have several soulmates. I mean, and it might
Absolutely.
Be it might be the one that's like Journey of the Souls or Destiny of the Souls, because we are like they liken it to like a cluster of grapes, you know, like on the other side, you know, they're when we're in spirit form, we resonate with like, you know, different clusters of spirits who are in the same vibrational rate that we are. So they call, you know, you can refer to them as like a cluster of grapes. And it's like, and those are the people when, you know, when they incarnate and they come in, you spend time trying to find your own grape cluster, so to speak. And I think that makes the most sense to me because, you know, it can be, you know, male, female, old, young, doesn't matter. It's like, you know, it's somebody who is within your soul group, within your grape cluster, so to speak. And, you know, and they could be, you know, best friends. They can be people in your family. You know, one of them might be your mate or, you know, or might not. It just, you know, it just depends. It just depends on what circumstances you find yourself in. So there's many opportunities and many different places and spaces that you can actually, you know, have people who are of your soul group. And they of, you know, of that definition would be your soul mates because they're in your group. I think that makes the most sense to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cal, you and I are in the same vibration. Well, you might be an octave higher than me, but you had just brought up your two of my favorite books, and they are Destiny of Souls and Journey of Souls, and there's another one he wrote, and that is Michael Newton. And one of my favorite authors because I so resonate with what he said, especially about Destiny and Journey of Souls. The third one's just about his people, Life Between Lives, telling you about different clients. But I love the grape cluster because, you know, the first thing that's coming to me is grapes are turned into wine and fine wine. There can't be anything better than turning from a raw wine to a fine wine, which means knowing people, knowing your group, knowing your grape group forever. That's what you want to call it. And I love that definition. Because I believe, and I'll tell you who told me years ago, Susan, who reads on Monday, Queen Z, Susan Z, she always said when I asked about Lauren, she said, Lauren did not come in here without needing to be alone. So she has like soulmate after soulmate after soulmate. If she doesn't want one, the next one will come. She doesn't want this one, the next one will come. Well, that was interesting to me because people think that you come down with one soulmate or with one person, and if you miss them, you're done. And the truth of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, and you know, we come down with many, 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 many soulmates. And the reason is we have free will. So if your destiny is to be married and bring kids here, or to be married and bring a pet here or whatever, it's just the right timing who the right soulmate is. So I love this because it says, you know, you think that you're not going to be alone. And you're a perfect example of that because you really lost your twin flame. So speaking of that.
I think when Susan described that, it's like, you know, because she kind of looked in the Akashic Record stuff, it was that, you know, he and I had made this agreement to come down, you know, and do this thing together. And what kind of irks me on one direction is if he had followed the diet, I mean, I know there's, you know, extenuating circumstances, but if he had followed the diet and done some of the stuff, he probably would have lived to be until our oldest son was 16. He probably would have had an extra, like, 12 years. You know, but it would have made a difference. It really would have made a difference. But, you know, I guess I've never really, you know, either had the time to find somebody. I mean, I've dated people and, you know, different things, and it's just like, it just doesn't, you know, I mean, at first, it's like,
I have Jerry.
Right?
No, I don't want you to go off because we are talking and I really appreciate you being here. Jerry, we're talking about soulmates, and I've got Kelly back on the phone before we actually talked to Candy, and her soulmate died at a very young age. He died and left her, you know, very, very, very 32. Young.
32 is a year of transition, you know, 3 and 2 is 5, and it's like they say that people oftentimes will step out when their chronological age adds to 5, which was those interesting miscellaneous pieces of information.
Well, you know what, Kelly? I kind of think the opposite, and I'm going to let Jerry pick up after this, and then we'll talk to Candy. But sure. I believe that, you know, if you believe in the Torah and you believe, you know, in the law of Judaism, and I'm not a big religious person here, but they believe that in the book of life is written your death date. I do know that we can fudge a little. We all have outs in life. But I believe that you wanted him to live longer than he was actually able to. So actually, Kelly, he needed to leave this earth plane when he left it. So I'm going to let Jerry, if you want to mention that, because she thinks her husband could have lived longer if he followed that certain diet she had him on. But the truth of the matter is, Kel, that the reason he couldn't or didn't is because that death date was imminent. So, Jerry, how do you feel about that?
Okay, can I just say that Candy and I have spoken, so it's when we made the connection that I seemed to drop off your board. So,
okay.
I chatted to Candy. Candy, I do agree with Bonnie. It is my belief that when we write our own soul contract before we come to this earth plane, that we also put in, a time span. Now, one could say that human intervention can alter that timeline. I suppose it can do, but I agree with Bonnie that I feel that the person that you're speaking about, although he was a soulmate, he wasn't your only soulmate. And you could have encased him in a lead-lined suit, my lovely, and he still would have passed over if that was his time.
Yeah, that's how I feel, Kel. Now that we have Kelly on, and I'm not going to pull anybody else on because of the board, but can you see another soulmate coming for Kelly? Because, I mean, I know that she has two kids she's raising. It was 13. Is it 13 and 15? Kelly?
Yeah.
And that was from somebody she thought would have been but wasn't. So what do you feel for Kelly? Do you feel anything for Kelly coming up love-wise in the future?
Can you just remind me what your date of birth is, Kelly?
February 7th of 59. 11 days after
me.
Tom. I thought it was really funny.
Okay, I'm just trying to work this out because I'm just looking at a timeline grid for you. 7, okay. Emotionally, from mid-July next year is the time when you would be in what I would call the best space to connect with somebody who is on the same or similar path to you. I actually feel that it's taken you all this time to heal. Would you understand that?
That would be very accurate. Yes, I agree.
And it's like you haven't really wanted to look. However, from mid-July 2016, right the way through to the end of 2018, it can be a big time for you emotionally. I actually feel that you could transcend what I call a soulmate connection and into the deeper link, which is more that twin flame spiritual link. So it's not just a human emotional love connection. It goes a lot deeper than that.
Right.
Wow.
That makes sense, because that's what I had with the first one. And it's like, I just, there's nothing comparable, and I haven't been willing to settle for anything less. and that's very accurate. I kind of sort of haven't really been looking. I sort of have, and I really haven't been. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because I also feel that the natural human psychology with you would have been if a new person had stepped in, the automatic thing, which most people do, is compare. So you would have compared new person with person from past. And they just would not have met your expectations. But I feel that because you're coming into this time of what I would call spiritual and emotional alignment, that you find the person who you don't need to compare with the past, because you get that instant karmic connection with them, and you just know that this is the person that is meant to be in your life. So, and then your human emotions are free to express themselves, rather than having the negativity of doubt, uncertainty, as I said, or comparison. So that's what I get with you, Kelly.
Again, that makes a lot of sense. You're really on target. I am kind of curious. Is this going to be someone who moves to this geographical area, or am I going to find them someplace else? Because, I mean, seriously, I am out in the middle of the wilderness. It's like, well, no, it's not quite that bad, but it's in a town of 268 people, and the nearest what I'll call settlement, University of Wyoming, is about 40 miles away, and that's a town of about 30,000. And from there, Denver, Colorado, is about 2.5 or 3 hours down the road from us. You know, so I'm like, is this going to be somebody who comes to this area? Because I really don't travel a lot. It's like I don't have the desire to go globetrot as much as I used to when I was younger. It's like I'm getting to be more of a, you know, like what you were saying earlier, it's like I'm going to be a gardener. I'm going to be kind of rooted here. And it's like, is this going to be somebody who's going to come find me? Because I'm not going to go looking for them.
Okay. You may not wish to travel great distances, but what my spirit guide said was that you will travel enough. In other words, you know, no, they're not going to grow out of the ground in when you're planting things. However, this person also, like you, either does travel or has traveled. Like the travel connection is there, lovely, but you won't have to look too far.
I don't see you having to go
to Denver, for example.
Okay.
They're a lot closer to what?
Jer? You know, this is crazy, but I'm glad.
Oh, no.
Because
did it drop him again?
Yeah. I don't see Kelly having to travel to Denver because he's got a travel.
Okay, guess what? We can't hear you that well, but I got to tell you something. Kelly, 30 miles down the road isn't traveling. My goodness, 30 miles, I go shopping. So I want to tell you,
that's what we have to do, because there's basically no grocery store here. And there are a couple little places that sell gasoline, but it's like they're a buck more than if you drive 40 miles. So, yeah, to get groceries, to get gasoline, to get, you know, things like that. Yeah, you go, you know, we do what we call go into town, you know, to get groceries and gasoline. So, yeah.
I have to tell you, here's my bit, because I'm going to tell you. First of all, 30 miles is nothing. Second of all, go on that Cosmic Conscious, not now, but next year,
right,
Cosmic Conscious,
right,
Minds dating service, which is all about metaphysical and people that are astrologers, empaths, readers, everything. Susan will
There's
tell you more. Because
like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But
I'll do next to one.
Yeah. But I do have to tell you, let's see if I got Jerry back on. Let me see. Are you there, Jer? Hello?
I'm here. I got kicked
He's
off
back.
Again.
Yay!
Okay, yay! So what I was saying, Jerry, and then I'm going to end the call for Kelly, and you can tell everybody how to get a hold of you. The thing is that you got to put out to get out, you know, the oldest saying. So now, again, you don't have to stop planting your vegetables or roots, and I really believe that generational thing is going to continue. But I think that you need to push your energies, and not now, but when Jerry gave you the time frame, forward. There are so many people that are looking for people, and 30 minutes down the road is nothing to drive for coffee. So, clue, you got to move, but not move yourself or your house or where you are, but you might have to drive a little, or they might have to drive to you. So, look for that website. Susan will tell you, she'll be on, I don't know if I'm going to be on Monday because I've got to go for a test, but ask Susan, write Susan Z, and that I think it's called Cosmic Conscious Minds or Cosmic Conscious Metaphysical Dating Site, when you're ready, okay?
All right.
And it doesn't mean you'll meet somebody from there. It just means it pushes your energy forward, and I want to tell everybody that. When I tell you to join a dating service like my daughter, I told her to join Coffee and Bagel, and she met somebody. Of course, now, Jerry, she doesn't like him anymore because he isn't texting her. But the thing is that it pushes your energy forward. It doesn't mean you're going to meet them there. So, Kelly, I love you. I want Jerry to be able to talk and give everybody his information. Do you have anything else, Jerry, to say to Kelly before I end this call?
No, nothing else. Nothing else.
All right.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're the only one that stayed on the show today.
I'm the only one blog didn't kick off. Wow.
Yes, and the thing is, I guess you needed these messages. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I am hanging up. Have a great day, Kel, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.
You know what, Jerry? She's so sweet, and she's just able to start calling in. She's very metaphysical, and I adore her. And it's funny because we have a whole board full of callers. Half of them fell off. Then when they came back on, I would click on their number, and it wasn't. So I've got to tell you, thank you for putting up with all of this blog talk, but I am so not used to this. I want the energies to know. I want to be on a radio show that they do this with, that they actually run it for me. So I hope that for me happens. So Jerry, we only have 3 minutes. Tell everybody where to find you and what you do for a living and what you offer people.
What I do for a living is this. I'm a psychic medium. I've done this work.
Yes,
I've done this work for years. But this is the main role that I fulfill. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm a counselor.
You're a Reiki
master. Yes, I'm a therapist.
Yes,
I'm a Reiki master. Yeah, I teach Reiki. I teach spiritual development. The thing is that spirit will put me in put the hat on that I need when people need it. So, you know, I like just to be open. I just work for spirit in whatever shape or form or role that needs to be at the time. So, my websites Candice very kindly posted them on chat, but it's either psychicinsightmagazine.com. You can contact me through Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. My main website is senseofknowing.co.uk. If you Google my name, Jerry Humphries, then those websites should come up, hopefully. If there's anything that anybody wants to ask, you know, I can do email readings. I can do Skype readings. What I'd really like to hear from is anybody who might like to contribute an article for the next magazine. Contact me using the contact forms on the contact page via the website, and I'd love to hear from you. And Bonnie, thank you for having me on, and I look forward to next time.
Well, listen, let me tell while Kelly, I can see, is still listening. Kelly would be, I have 90 seconds, but Kelly, you'd be a great one to write an article for Jerry. Okay, so go in and pull out the information and contact Jerry you've written a lot of books. What you do, your Atlantean life and birth cards are amazing, and you're pretty amazing too, Kelly. So please get a hold of Jerry and put an article in the magazine. So again, thank you, Jerry. I love having you. You're my Dumbledore, even though you don't love to hear that, because you are my teacher, I go to you for all my issues, and even though they're not many, I do go to you. So I want to thank you for bringing your love, your insight, and your light to my audience, to the people who call, and to everybody in chat and archives. Thank you, Jerry. I will see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.